This is WLRN News. I'm Katie Swatulski. For parents of adults living with intellectual and developmental disabilities, the coronavirus pandemic has made everyday life especially difficult. Socialization and life skills programs normally conducted in person have had to adapt. The Disability Department at Goodman Jewish Family Services in Broward recently started a new free Zoom program for these families. Through the ebb and flow of the pandemic closings and openings, Bonnie Schmidt feels like her family has been overlooked.
We fight so hard as parents for inclusion into so many activities. Our population is left out of every single thing, from sports to health insurance changes to housing, and they were just forgotten in every aspect of life when this hit.
Schmidt lives in Coral Springs and is mom to 36-year-old Jessica, who lives with intellectual and developmental disabilities.
She was seizure-free for 30 years. And when the pandemic started, her seizures came back. I think just the anxiety of everything and the change.
Schmidt is also the guardian for Kim, who's 34 and on the autism spectrum. And her friend's adult daughter with Down syndrome, Lexi, is quarantining with them so the women don't get lonely. All three women participate in a new program from Goodman JFS's disability department.
Some of us are tired, frustrated, scared. But having a mental health aspect to this program as well also, you know, lets us see some red flags.
That's Samantha Setter. She's the program manager for the Disabilities Department at Goodman JFS, providing resources, classes, and referrals for adults living with different abilities and their families. Setter helps facilitate the new Zoom Together program.
It's combating, you know, social isolation and skill regression, but it's also just making sure that all of their needs are met. You know, we teach life skills on Mondays, social skills on Wednesdays, and executive functioning skills and critical thinking skills on Fridays.
It's a 6-week program, and there are more than 30 students. Bonnie Schmidt says all three women in her house look forward to the structure of the program. She says it gives them pride.
I refuse to have Jessica sitting home without a purpose, without any community involvement, without any place to go that she feels part of the world.
The Zoom Together program is taking names for a waiting list. I'm Katie Swatulski in Fort Lauderdale. And if you can't wait, you can call the nonprofit's information and referral line or look for COVID-19 resources at jfsbroward.org.